I mean, both capable players, both good quarterbacks, you know. So, I mean, we're prepared for both of them, really, for anybody that steps out there.
What have you noticed? What kind of dynamic does Geno present?
He's definitely an athlete. You know, everybody knows about his throwing talent. He's a quarterback. You know, so he's very capable. He's very capable. He can get hot if you let him. But you know, our plan is not to let him get hot, or if it's him or Eli, you know, whatever the case may be. You know, so yeah, we got our hands full. We can never take nothing lightly.
All right, in light of the brawl with Michael and he getting suspended, Amari maybe being out. I mean, how does the locker room take something like that when Michael does something and gets suspended like that?
What's done is done. You know, what happened, happened. I think everybody's seen it. Regardless, you know, how you may feel or anything, you know, I felt like I was something that was probably going to happen just over, you know, the years of, you know, the history of them two, you know. So, but, you know, as a team, you know, we just got to move on. You know, we got players, you know, ready to step up and, you know, in their places and rather, you know, if 8-9 goes and out, you know, we got players that can step up in that place, you know. So we'll be all right. We'll be okay. You know, the team got us back. You know, we'll always have Mike's back, always. And we're just going to move on.
So not disappointed in him getting suspended?
I mean, you ask me personally, I mean, no, I understand the situation. You know, like I said, the history of, you know, just letting the guy just – you know, yeah, everybody know what went on, you know, last year and everything. So, like I said, it's something that, you know, for me personally, I expected, you know, and it happened, you know, but it was done, it's done. We're going to move on, and when he gets back, it'll be good, better than ever.
Are you surprised that it was two games? Did that surprise you? That
yeah.
So much?
I mean, yeah. I don't think it's been other guys, you know, that, you know, done stuff similar that hasn't been suspended that long. But, like I said, what's done is done. So.
David, is there something more, I don't even know if the right word is cultural, but when you get your chain snatched, that people out in the street just don't understand what that might actually mean to you guys?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, like, right, I mean, I understand that, you know, we're in the position, we're on the football field, you know, we're in front of, you know, millions of people or whatever, and you got to handle yourself accordingly, but at some point, it becomes about a respect thing, you know. You just, I mean, I'm pretty sure he was tired of people, you know, making jokes about the chain snatching and this and that. And, you know, of course you want to be a team guy. Everybody wants, and he is a team guy. But like I said, me personally, I understand everything, you know, that, like how he felt about that. And I couldn't say I wouldn't have did the same thing or whatever. Not saying that I encourage it, you know, or anything like that. But I understand it, you know. And I feel like anybody, any man can understand that situation and at this point, so.
Is there something deeper, though, when it comes to a chain?
Yeah, I mean, I know it's kind of like, I say in the streets, you know what I mean? A guy takes a chain around your neck is like a trophy, you know, something that you work hard for, something that obviously costs a lot of money, something that you value. So somebody come and just snatch that off your neck is like, you know, they're taking your manhood, or it's taking, like, something that you, you know what I mean, that you really value or you really care about, you know. So it's, you know, it's a sticky situation.